Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Fair enough. And the show begins.
Let's do it.
I'm going to take three steps back from my position. And
wait,
I want
where are you going? No, don't go.
I'm just back. Three steps. I just said three.
Steps. Just three.
Just three steps back.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Two. Three.
Observe.
Yeah. Wait. Do it again. I didn't get a full look. Okay. Yeah.
Do you see a lot of like...
Your outfit?
Yeah, lint and stuff on my shirt.
Not extra. What kind of lint am I looking for?
Well, you know I'm a guy who re-wears clothes.
Yeah.
I call it the... Dancing Eric Hansen going to church on Sunday approach.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. If you only wear it for an hour.
And on a Monday.
It looks nice. I can wear it again.
Totally.
We went out for dinner Friday night, put this little ensemble together.
Yeah.
And yeah, what, 2 hours, maybe tops?
Yeah.
I didn't spill on it. So I'm wearing it again.
Thank you.
I set it aside Friday night for Monday morning.
I subscribe to that as well.
Looks
yeah.
nice. However, it was in various locations on the bedroom floor.
Mm.
And it looks like it has picked up maybe some debris.
Yeah.
And I scoured the bathroom this morning for a lint roller, and I don't have one. Not that I have any major meetings today. I'm not getting a loan.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm not filing my paperwork to run for office.
I wouldn't have noticed anything.
I shouldn't have brought your attention
to it. Had you not brought my attention.
But now
it's all I can see. There.
Stop it. Do I look like a map of constellations?
Now, underneath that arm, there's a little bit of a string. Oh, gosh. It's going to bother me
a
all morning.
String?
There's a little string.
Do you think it's built into the shirt? Why did I do that?
Why did you do this
Why
to me?
Why did I draw attention to something you wouldn't have seen
I would have seen
at
nothing.
All?
Nothing.
That's a bad call.
Oh, man, dude.
I appreciate your honesty. Well, what do I do?
I used to have a mini
lint
desk.
Roller.
Lint
you
roller.
Have, you have a desk lint roller?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do I have
it's
any...
the last time that got pulled out.
Well, do I have any sheets on it?
Hopefully. Why would you keep it if you don't?
Exactly.
Because I believe if you don't have that, it's just a stick.
Then it's just a stick. Yeah. Yeah, good point.
It's a plastic
good
stick.
Good point. Well, because...
Although you could... I mean, the roller still stays. It could then become a massaging device.
True.
Right? If you needed it.
No, I feel like I had, like, a fully functional, like, I was ready for anything in my desk. Like, I had a lint roller. I have a sewing kit.
Tide pen?
I know. And yeah.
Yeah?
And I know...
I've used that. That's why I know you have it.
But that... Did you know those turn sour?
No.
Oh, my gosh. The last time I used it, I need to get a fresh one.
You mean it smells weird?
Yes.
Well, bleach has an odor anyway.
They can turn, though. Like, usually you use it and it smells good.
Yeah.
The last time I used it, I'm like, something went sour.
It's got an expiration date.
I think they do. I think they do. Like, now, don't use it. Don't. If you need to borrow my Tide pen,
don't. Okay.
That is my advice to you, sir.
Well, my advice to me is to buy you a new lint roller and a new Tide pen.
So that you can borrow both.
So I can borrow both of them. Yes.
We need to make sure I am fully stocked.
I got
to
stock up.
So that you can borrow.
Got to stock up you're my mini medicine cabinet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll just have to double check. But I'm like, do I still have it?
Well, we'll double check after the show.
Okay.
I believe the go-to when you don't have any of those items is you just take a piece of tape, wrap it around your hand, sticky side out.
Oh, yeah.
And then just go.
Just pat yourself all over.
All over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that.
You know what?
What?
I bet you could get Ben to do that for you.
Well, if the three of us do it simultaneously, six hands total, we'd be done in a second.
Human lint rollers.
Done. Yeah.
Anybody else? Who wants to rub their coworker
it's
all
like
over?
It's like a car wash and people can just walk through.
This is such an HR violation. I want you guys to rub me all over. Just pat.
That's just a pat down.
It's a pat down. It's just a pat.
We call it sticky pat down.
I'm just going to use the back side of my hand.
No.
Back side of my hand only.
Oh, you want the action side.
He's encouraging me.
Quick. Sticky grip action. That's what you want.
I don't know
sticky
about this.
Grip.
I'm uncomfortable.
Well, then where's your damn lint roller? We wouldn't be having this conversation.
This is all on you.
It's your fault.
Dang it. It's all my fault.
Yeah.
And do you remember in, like, I feel like in elementary school, there was a lot of instruction on, like, eating well and fruits and vegetables.
The food pyramid.
The food pyramid.
Yes.
And there was that phrase, you are what you eat.
Oh, heck yeah.
It is true. as it so often starts, a Florida man was doing that carnivore diet. So he was eating things like meat,
yeah,
cheese, and sticks of butter.
That's in the diet?
Yeah. He was doing it.
It's just fats and proteins.
Fats and proteins.
Yeah.
Just
if you were a wild animal, that's fats and proteins. Yep. You're not eating a plant.
It's the carnivore diet.
Yeah.
He was doing it to lose weight, and it was going well for him, actually.
Well, because you've greased the wheels. Sticks of butter helps it go.
It was all shedding off, and he thought it was going really well until he started turning orange.
From what?
He was diagnosed with something called xanthasma.
Yeah.
Xanthasma. It's when your cholesterol goes so high that fat deposits start building up under your skin.
Oh my God.
So there's like a picture, and like every crease in his hand had like a fat deposit
no.
in it. So the little creases of your hand around his knuckles all had little orange fat deposits in them. And they were all like this yellowy orange color, like around your eyes, anywhere in your body where there's kind
anywhere
of
there's
like
a crease.
A crease.
Yeah.
There's these little fat deposits
oh
with
God.
That kind of orangey yellow color. It looked like he was a man of cheese.
Well, if you're like making eggs, you just rub your hand on the pan and be good to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making popcorn. I need a little hand grease, please.
So he was losing weight, but his cholesterol was over 1,000.
I don't even know what it's supposed to be, but that sounds too high.
Anything over 200 is bad.
Oh my God.
200. Anything over 200 is bad.
And that's just because we know it's on the outside. They got to look at this guy's heart.
Oh.
Can you imagine how clogged his arteries have to be at this point?
Completely clogged.
Yeah.
Like it's showing
up on your
skin.
If your hand is clogged, your heart is clogged.
Totally.
I think they teach that in med school.
He's alive. It's a miracle that he's alive.
No kidding.
Sir.
That's a bad diet.
Less sticks of butter, I would
Where,
say.
When you put that stick of butter in your mouth, your head went, that's a good idea.
This is going to be so great for me. This is going to turn out good.
Bad idea.
No.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Before we go a step further, is the thing that can get in the way between your trip to New York and New York.
I don't think so. Wait, what do you have planned?
Well, you know exactly what I have planned, because here's what went down, everybody. We hosted you guys Saturday night.
Yeah, you did.
Knowing you were going to New York, knowing Shannon had just recently been there
mm-hmm.
and kind of known the Broadway scene.
Yeah, so.
And we were like, hey, if you want suggestions, I have a ticket app. I wanted to show you guys, like, you can get same day low discounted prices.
Yeah, you guys are kind of in the know. So
yeah.
I was like, well, what would be best? And like, how do you stack up? Like, go to this show, not that show, buy here, don't buy there.
But instead, the teacher became the student, because you guys clued us into a very short run show,
mm-hmm.
all happening in New York City. And the particular show you're going to has Broadway superstar Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
A.D. Bryant. Did I say that right?
A.D. Bryant and Nick Kroll.
And it's a series of basically monologues on love.
Yes. It's a comedy.
Yes. And then there's some interludes of music.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was the dinner or the company. We had a fire
champagne.
Going. I was going to get there. As the guy who took all the bottles out to the recycling the next morning.
There was some champagne.
But we gave ourselves 12 hours to make sure that we were in clear mind. But as of Sunday morning, I too am going to New York City. And we texted you 3 times to give you a chicken exit.
Yeah.
We're like, can we go with you guys to New York? And your husband just kept, yes, yes, yes. Like a dog with a bone.
I wouldn't want to miss the opportunity either.
But then you weren't getting back to us quickly, so we booked.
Oh, because I didn't have my phone.
Okay.
I left my phone at home.
I was worried.
I had no phone. I had no access.
We were. Flights and hotels can be canceled. I always book it like I pay the extra price so I can not pay the extra price. But I'm like, if I buy these tickets, Claire, and you saw there were only limited seats available.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an investment.
I know.
And I was not pulling the trigger on that show until you said it's okay if we come along.
Your spouse.
Yes.
I was like, you have to. Like, she's all in.
Like, I knew she was all in.
She's all
in. And I would say in the last 2 years, we've started to live by this, buy the ticket, take the trip.
Yeah.
And there was not, like, we have nothing going on next weekend.
Yeah.
So this was like, let's, if we get dog sitting and we have a little bit of a travel.
She's like, not worried about it. Let's go.
Shanna's got to get to Florida to see your mom.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. So.
She was like, nope, we're going.
We're going to New York. So you're going to New York Thursday.
Yeah.
We're going to join you late Friday for the weekend. But we are not the ones standing in the way of you going to New York.
Oh, no, 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 friend.
We are clear for takeoff.
No, as of this morning at 4 a.m., I had a sick child.
Sick kid?
Oh, wow. Like, violently ill.
Oh, no.
And I am like, this is bad. Like, we got to be washing hands. We got to clean this thing up. I'm getting updates on, like, it's bad. It's real bad over here, man.
Poor Nick is at home.
Poor Nick. Like, he's cleaning up a mess right now.
I think he's getting the worst of it.
I feel really bad that I am at work because we were like, hey, we'll just, you know,
yeah,
we'll do halvesies days. He's going to work from home in the morning and then I'm going to come home in the afternoon and we'll just swap and we're going to take care of our little baby. And he's like, no problem. You go, babe. Love you. Bye. And now he's like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm cleaning up a mess. It's disgusting.
Right now, she's in the, like, the exorcist part right now. Like, she's floating above the bed. That's what's happening now.
There's pea soup everywhere, you guys.
All you have to do is go home and say, the power of Christ compels you to let me go to New York.
The power of Christ compels you
to let me go to New York. It's time for another exciting episode of As Des Moines Turns.
My favorite new show.
When we last left Des Moines, the Abbott Racing and Gaming Commission didn't offer a ruling on that challenge from Riverside.
Right.
Now we've discovered that the first debate in the Iowa House this year may be a bill to establish a moratorium on new casinos in the state. And remember, cast member Pat Grassley has said he's not going to put something to debate unless he believes the votes are in the Senate and the House and the governor will sign it. We don't have any date on whether or not the actual Senate's going to have it up for debate, but the Iowa House is fast-tracking a moratorium bill. It's going to go to committee today, and or subcommittee, and then it goes to committee, and then it goes to the House floor. It could be passed by this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
On the House side.
Okay.
You still have the Senate side.
And-
yeah, there's multiple steps in this. No word on the Senate just yet. No word exactly if and when the governor is going to speak out on this. Now, if nothing happens in Des Moines, legislative speaking, then it's all down to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. Then we're just going to wait to see what their final decision is. And it's either, yes, we're granting you a license, Cedar Rapids, or no, we're not. And these are our reasons.
Okay.
So we just sit and wait.
So dramatic.
To see what's happening. As Des Moines turns.
On bated breath.
Ford has recalled hundreds of thousands of vehicles due to battery failure concerns. The recall affects specific models, the 21 to 23 Bronco Sport SUVs, and if you're driving a 22-23 Maverick pickup truck, so over 272,000 vehicles. The problem happens to be a 12-volt battery. Don't you put 9 volts in your smoke detector?
Yeah.
I just like, where? How small is a 12-volt?
Yeah, wait, what?
What? Anyway, this 12-volt battery, your electrical accessories run through that, and does your drive power. So you could lose electrical accessories and drive power while driving, which could increase the risk of a crash. Owners will receive notification letters. Those will come out the first week of February. If necessary, you will go to your dealership, and then they will make sure to check to make sure your 12-volt battery, right? That just seems 12? Weird that my car is riding on a 12-volt.
Is that for the lights? What is a 12-volt?
I don't know what it does. What? I have no idea. But if you drive a... newer Bronco or newer Maverick, you might want to check with your Ford dealer just to be safe. What's got us feeling all right? Let's talk RAGBRAI. Over the weekend, RAGBRAI announced their 8 overnight stops for RAGBRAI 52, which starts on July 19th.
Where are we going?
Starting in Orange City, dip your tire in the Missouri, then to Milford, Estherville, Forest City, Iowa Falls, Cedar Falls, all wine, and then you wrap up in Gutenberg.
So I'm going to say north.
It is a completely northern route.
I only knew where you're talking about once you got to Cedar Falls.
Considering the shape of the state of Iowa, Iowa tapers near the top. So it's a shorter route.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, picture it.
I mean, I know the nose goes out, but isn't the top similar to the bottom?
Oh, but I'm just comparing it to the middle part where we're a little hippie.
A little hippie.
Yeah, because you got a nose.
Yeah, you're right.
But towards the top where it starts to taper, that's your route. So this will be going down as the second shortest route in the history of Ragbri.
Oh.
And the sixth flattest ever.
Interesting.
Total distance, 406 miles and 10,000 feet of climb.
Northern Iowa had more like hills and bluffs and stuff.
I don't get around enough. I don't know.
You need to get around more,
there's
man.
There's 99 counties. I don't have time to go to all 99 counties.
Come on, make time.
On the bicycle?
Come on, get on a bike. It's on your vision board.
Probably wouldn't be helpful to let you know things like when you could register.
You got that?
Nope. So might want to just check out
Actually,
you could buy your passes ahead of time. Remember, I had that story and they were tracking states and countries where purchases were already coming in. So I think there's like the 5-day pass. There's like the 1 day. So just check the Ragbri website. That'll give you all the information. That's got us feeling all right.
You know, for a guy who wanted to get on a bicycle and sounds like a pretty good year to do it.
Yeah, it's north though. I should have added a bicycle and then a map with my town circled.
You only want to do your town.
I want it within, Lind, Washington County.
Okay.
If the stop is one of those two, three counties.
So 2025, cross.
Probably not doing Ragbri. Okay. 20. I also have to practice.
Okay.
I've been on a bike for a while.
Okay.
Right? I'm not diving in for 406 miles right now.
Somebody's going to have to teach you how to ride a bike again.
Yeah, there's that.
Yep. Training wheels and all that.
Can you get e-bikes with training wheels? Because I think I got to start there.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
There we were. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers running some errands on Saturday. And the box, the Gowntown box, had just been delivered, I think, Friday afternoon.
Yes. It is that time of year where we are asking you, please, if you have a prom dress, please donate it to Z102.9's Gowntown. We are looking for prom dresses, accessories, shoes, anything that a high school student might wear to a formal occasion. We are taking all those donations for Z102.9's Gowntown.
Going to prom gets more and more expensive every year. In my day, it was you rented tux, but you still paid for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually you paid, like, there was an admission price for after prom. My high school didn't sell a prom ticket, but I am aware now that, like, you also have to buy tickets to your own prom.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So we're taking at least one of those charges away, the prom dress. No questions asked. Free prom dress.
Yeah.
It's a free prom dress pop-up shop, and it's happening on Sunday, February the 23rd. But to stock that thing, that's where you come in with your donations.
Yeah, if you have a dress, shoes, jewelry, any kind of formal thing that you could donate to Gowntown, we will take your donations. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, as you were saying, has a box. They can take your donations there.
Kirkwood Lincoln A Regional Center on Boysen Road in Hiawatha. Also, Deluxe Tux and Citywide Cleaners in their new location off 51st Street, Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Urban Acres Real Estate on Holiday Road in Coralville. They've got a box there, too, and they can take your donations. We are ready to take your donations right now, starting today. So get those donations together. Take stuff to work with you. Wherever you're going, those boxes are out.
Locations that we just listed at KZIA.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Good news. Taylor Swift is headed back to the Super Bowl. And she's taking the Chiefs with her. That's right. Yeah. The Kansas City did squeak out a win against the Buffalo Bills 32-29. That means they're going back, baby. They could be the first NFL team to win three straight championships.
Three-peat.
But they have to get past the Philadelphia Eagles, Bradley Cooper's Philadelphia Eagles, who smoked the Washington Commanders 55-23. Super Bowl licks.
Yeah, licks. L-I-X.
We like to call it licks.
I love Super Bowl licks.
59. Going down Sunday, February 9th, Caesar Superdome in New Orleans. Kendrick Lamar leading the halftime performance. I'm really looking forward to the big show.
I will admit that and I know it's it feels like I'm going to be being bad to your Cheerios this morning.
I know.
I'm a little over the Chiefs. It's not the Taylor Swift thing.
I know.
It's like I want another team in there.
I feel like everybody was kind of rooting against the Chiefs.
I was. Shannon is, her dad was a Chiefs fan, so she's going all in on the Chiefs. I'm going to be pulling for the Eagles for the game.
I think that's fair.
Also, you got a Hawkeye in there. Cooper DeJean is an Eagle.
They were looking good. I think
they were looking great.
They looked great. So we'll see. We'll see what happens at the Super Bowl.
Then again, if you get Caitlin Clark in the, does she get a go? Right? They seem to be friends.
That's my question.
I did not see Caitlin in any cutaways this game.
No, but would Caitlin show up at the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
That would be really cool. Really, really cool. Okay, there is a new documentary just aired at the Sundance Film Festival called Pee-wee as Himself, and it features the final interviews with Paul Rubens, who died in 2023. It unveils a not-so-shocking revelation that he was gay. In fact, he was dating a man early in his career named Guy, who had certain vocal tics that Paul said actually inspired the way Pee-wee Herman spoke.
Really?
Yeah. So Paul Rubens was actually out until his career started taking off. And he said, I was out of the closet and then I was back in the closet. I wasn't pursuing a Paul Rubens career. I was pursuing a Pee-wee Herman career.
And that, though it was an adult character to start with.
Yes.
It was really kiddie humor for adults. He made a lot of money doing movies that and TV shows that kids enjoyed.
Then kids enjoyed it.
So you do, and again, this is, the world wasn't as accepting.
Exactly.
Right? So you kind of have to hide your true self.
Exactly. So then he had to go back into the closet. And he's like, my career would have absolutely suffered if I was openly gay. But over the course of his career, he said he had many, many secret relationships and he kind of hid behind an alter ego. He said, I spent my entire adult life hiding the fact that I was a huge weed head. he also said that more than anything, the reason he wanted to make the documentary was to let people see who he really was and how painful and difficult it was to be labeled something that he wasn't. He actually stopped working on the documentary for a while over his 2001 arrest for alleged child pornography because he was worried about how that would be covered. Those charges were eventually dropped, but he later changed his mind about the documentary and he let filmmakers do some audio messages. And throughout filming, though, he never told the crew that he was working with about the cancer that eventually killed him.
Wow.
So,
but yeah. It sounds like they've been working on this for, have a lot of footage to use.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For quite some time. Okay. This has been an ongoing drama for the last couple of weeks. Billy Ray Cyrus performed at the Liberty Bowl at the inauguration. It was a bit of a train wreck performance.
Bit of a train wreck?
A little bit.
A train wreck.
Yeah. His son, Trace Cyrus, spoke out after his performance and posted an open letter on Instagram saying that his dad's not healthy, suggesting that it might be a substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
Trace posted again and said that Billy told a family member he's planning to sue his son.
For what? Defamation?
He said that he is looking into taking legal action for encouraging Billy to get help. Trace said, I'll always love you, but I no longer respect you as a man.
I don't. This, yeah.
This poor family is.
Yes, it's just that's a train wreck for sure.
For sure.
Come on, Billy Ray. He's actually saying nice things. He's trying to help you.
He loves you at the end of the day, right?
Yes. And two, that it clearly shows that you're like, I don't have a problem. Like right now, if I was going to defend you at all.
Taking on the world.
Yeah, come on.
However.
Get some help.
He's got another son, Trace's younger brother, Bryson, spoke out too. And he has a completely different take on the situation. He announced that he's producing his dad's next album, landing out sometime this summer. And described Billy as happy, healthy, and ready to make his next record.
Well, then what happened at the inauguration? Let's just talk about that.
Bryson, you tell me. Are you just ready to, spark your own little career here, buddy?
Also,
because your dad did not sound great.
Go to each message. Who has something to gain and who has something to lose?
Exactly.
That's what is telling you what they're writing.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I'm going to punctuate that with a hard P.
Oh, wait. That one got my eye.
Popped that P right there.
Yeah, you're also popping over here.
Sorry. Oh, that was a little spittle.
That's okay.
That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Monday mornings, let's gather around our electronic devices and use the photograph feature, the album feature, to share photos of our weekends.
What did you do this weekend? You probably had your phone with you. You probably took a photo at some point. Now it's time to show off a little bit.
Shannon captured a photo of me in the wild.
Okay, I wanted to see a photo of this photo being taken.
Okay.
Do share, because this is a...
So, I had LASIK surgery a long time ago. That's where they go in and laser your eyeballs. Because
yeah.
I had horrible long-distance vision. I was wearing glasses since fourth grade.
You're Mr. Don't you have better vision
than... I have 20/10 vision.
Yeah.
Now. So, I can see quite well in the distance.
Better than 20/20.
But they warned you, the minute you get LASIK, they're like, somehow, because the eye is the eye... Your up-close reading is going to go fast. And luckily, it did not. For Shannon, it did. Like, weirdly fast. All of a sudden, she was getting readers.
Oh.
I've been chugging along. No problem at all. And so it's been, clearly, it's the, when I had the surgery a long time ago. And then over the course of time, age just takes its effect. Probably a year ago, I noticed that I was going to need a little extra boost. I just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
But it really, restaurants... Low lit menus. I've had to borrow. And when I played in the pep band last year and the music was so close, I had to use readers there too. So it was just a matter of time. And we were in Iowa City over the weekend, downtown on the Ped Mall, went into a store. I'm like, those are cool. That round glass, I think I look pretty good in.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was one magnification. It's the lowest level. So I bit.
It's fine.
I bought my set of readers. And then, in a weird moment of weakness this weekend, I picked up a book and read.
You don't do that.
I never do that. So you see me in my house with my readers on, reading the autobiography of Sir Patrick Stewart.
I just love that you are a bald man.
Yes.
He is a bald man.
Oh, I kind of matched the cover of the book.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
It looks great.
I love it.
It's also rare that I'm wearing a shirt. On the couch.
Yeah, how's
so
that for you?
It felt weird.
Wearing clothes.
I was wearing clothes in that. I'm, you know, it's 2025, new year, new me.
Good for you.
But I something that I had been putting off and I had just was not going to admit to myself. I eventually had to admit I need help. Actually, reading, it's not. I could do it with or without. It's really menus. Menus are causing and the stupid tags on laundry.
Oh.
Because when I have to, because Shannon has clothes I don't know how to wash. So I got to read the little tag every time. That's some pretty tiny print.
Little tiny print.
Yes. So there they are. Those are Dancing Eric Hansen's new readers.
Aw, you know what? You look good, man.
And I'm sure I'll have 10 more because I'm going to lose these like tomorrow.
I was going to say, do you get multiple pairs? Because
I haven't yet, but I will.
Okay.
Now that I know my magnification level, those are like a little nicer designer brand.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go.
Seems like you're going to want a work pair. And in the
laundry
car.
Pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to ask every restaurant in town to keep a set for me.
Just keep them here.
Which, by the way, restaurant owners, that's not a bad idea.
That's actually a pretty good
idea.
Just
have a basket of readers for people.
Oh.
That would actually be a very cool thing if your restaurant had
readers.
Very
cool.
People would appreciate that.
Restaurant readers.
Restaurant readers. Yeah.
You just met. I think you invented something.
I just did.
Write it down.
Copyright. Copyright.
Copyright.
Copyright. Restaurant readers. Okay. You accomplished what we sat down to start to do on Sunday morning. We're like, how long is it?
It's a little long.
We watch it in a room where there's a window. And then if it gets too dark on the screen, we can't see what's happening. So please tell us how the movie is.
I watched Emilia Perez on Netflix, which I still can't figure out why they aren't promoting the heck out of. I had to go dig for it.
If you go to search.
Yes.
First of all, let's start with the fact that it's not a top 10 movie in the United States.
Right? Why?
Despicable Me 8 is still more popular than this.
So when you search for it, it does say Oscar pick.
That's where you went?
Yes. Once I searched for it. But for me, I'm like, why doesn't it come up in like feel good? Like, why doesn't it come up in...
It should be promoted. Unless, do you think those other movies pay?
Maybe.
That would make sense. It's like putting your restaurant on the blue sign on the highway. Not everybody does it.
Or maybe I'm just such a garbage, like I watch more TV shows. Like I'm such a garbage Netflix viewer that it's like, you won't want to see this, Claire. This isn't for you.
Well, that's quite possible for all of us.
That could be.
It's a Spanish language movie. Let's start with that, right? It's a foreign film.
But And it's probably a good thing that you didn't watch it with the bright sun and you couldn't see the screen because I was, you know, you're reading the whole time.
Oh, good point. Subtitles. So this is a watch it in the basement movie.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're going to want to, just to make sure that you're understanding the story, because it is a musical, so they're singing and they're dancing, but it is phenomenal. The story is insane. Like, just when I think like, oh, okay, so that's the end of the story. Nope, it keeps going. Oh, so that's the, nope, it keeps going.
Wow.
It was riveting.
Do you think that's going to take the Oscar?
I think it has to, at least for the acting.
Okay.
For Zoe Saldana and for Carla Sofia Gasson.
The title character?
Yes, absolutely. I had to go back to this scene where they are doing a musical number where Zoe Saldana and Carla are doing a duet and everybody else is frozen in the moment, but they are doing like a fundraiser. And so they are singing together. Carla's on stage and Zoe is kind of leading the song, but it is phenomenal. It's insane.
Emilia Perez, Oscar, the most Oscar noms this year, right?
13 nominations going into it. I think it's got legs.
That is Claire's photo. You've got my photo up there as well. How about yours? We're going to get to your photos next for One Shot Weekends. Get them up on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
I just had myself a little chuckle.
Huh.
Well, we were looking, as we always do, we look through the photos, kind of understand how we're going to divvy them up. Oh, that looks fun. Ooh, that there's a restaurant I haven't been
to. Look what they did.
And Clarinet Sharon, very active with the Morning Scramble, plays in the Z102.9 marching band, very active in the theater.
Hence Clarinet Sharon.
Yes. That's not a real name.
No.
Very active in the arts and culture world as well. And her photo, it's about midway through. You see a Hadestown logo and then like a badge. And it says, practiced audio description for the vision impaired of Hadestown at Hampshire. And you or I were like, how much training would that take? And what would that job be like? And you ready for my little chuckle?
Yeah.
What? Do you know what One Shot Weekend is every Monday morning?
Huh.
It's you and I describing photos for the vision impaired because people can't see them.
Oh.
We're doing exactly what she's doing.
Oh.
If you think about it.
Oh.
We're encouraging people to eventually go look at them.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, they're just in their car.
Yeah.
So we're doing our best to describe for the vision impaired.
Huh.
So we kind of have the same job.
Well, if you need any backup, Sharon.
I think at a Broadway musical is moving a little faster. Right, we set this
pace. Absolutely.
It's not like we can tell them, hey, slow it down. We're just still on the first scene.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever read a teleprompter before?
Unless I can control my own, it's impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't stop.
I get freaked out.
It just goes on its own.
Yeah.
It like, yeah.
So maybe don't call us.
Maybe.
We're not the people.
We're just going to audio describe photos on Mondays on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
At our own pace.
That's the safe move.
Yes, absolutely.
Within the realm of Sharon's photo, Lynn, thank you for showing, took the family to enjoy the rodeo. Was it Extreme Arena over
fun.
The weekend? Vanessa, I love. It was a big surprise party for her mom's birthday. Took the whole group up, and it looks like they had a great time.
I think Deirdre watched a little football this weekend and had some homemade football-shaped pizza.
Speaking of homemade, I would like to know Lynn more. Lynn made homemade egg rolls and Mongolian beef.
Yes, yes. I would also like to know you.
Homemade egg rolls?
Yes.
That sounds like a process.
It sounds time-consuming, but absolutely delicious and worth the process it takes.
You know?
I would like to do that.
We've got a photo from Australia.
Yeah, mate.
This is our family that took part in Momtroversy back last fall. Thanks. Good to see from Corey. I'll be curious if your beverages are the same beverages as the beverages we have.
I know. And I didn't know that there was an Australia Day. So apologies and happy Australia Day to you.
Why would we know that?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Grace to us. We didn't know that because why would we know that?
Australia?
Can we say shout out to Brittany because she took all of her kids out to eat at La Cantina and she survived that experience. So
yes.
Mom of the year.
Well, let's just, we got a lot of kids activities. Nicole, one girl puppet show at the Marion Public Library.
That's adorable.
That one's adorable. Happy birthday to Sarah Marie's little one who turned 9. And I think the photo right above that is the photo we should end on, which is a, how old do you think this toddler is having his first mozzarella stick?
I think that he's maybe 1.5, 1 and 1.5.
That, first of all, the picture is great. That cheese is extending a good foot and a half.
Yeah. Steve, I don't know where you procured such a mozzarella stick, but this little guy is having the best first interaction with a mozzarella stick ever.
Usually the little kid taking the bath or their first birthday cake is kept back as most adorable.
Mm.
This may be the most adorable photo of this
baby's
little guy.
Baby's first mozzarella stick goes in the book.
Yeah, that's going in the baby book for sure. Yeah. Steve and everybody else, thank you for sharing your photos for One Shot Weekends. Continue to get those up there on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Not only are we back, we're bringing back something from last year that was, we didn't know what to expect for Broken Hearts Breakfast 2024, and it was great.
It was so fun and moving. And
I think it was very meaningful to the people who attended.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They ended up becoming really great friends. Everybody was swapping numbers by the end of the Broken Hearts Breakfast. It was such a cool thing that we were like, we have to do this again.
There's weird pressure that comes with Valentine's Day in the celebration of, I guess I would call it like partner love, romantic love.
Yeah.
Like really overemphasizing the you're mine part of this. And for some people, it's just, it goes a step too far.
Exactly. And, you know, love, it can break your heart too. And to that end, we got your back. If you're not looking forward to Valentine's Day, if you're like, love has done me wrong, somebody done me dirty, we are here for you. Tell us your tale of woe, and we will take all of those stories at scramble@kzia.com.
Woe is me, horrible breakup. Woe is me, I keep following this person around the country. We had a story last year. Somebody fell in love in college.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a hookup thing. And then somebody went off to play baseball for a college team and then invited her down and she made the trip.
She's like, I keep
just regretting all of those decisions.
That maybe he'll like me. I keep hoping that maybe he'll choose me.
We had a story last year that I still remember. A guy went off to a theater camp in high school. And had, it's just an innocent little fling, but he still kind of pines for her.
Mm-hmm.
So his heart breaks every day that he just never maybe took that to the next step.
Right.
So it could be something unfortunate. It could just be you broke up with some friends. And you, like, for some silly reason, but now you kind of have an enemy. Anything that you are going, I just don't want to celebrate the concept of love right now. We get it. That's why we're hosting Broken Hearts Breakfast.
Yes. We are going to look at all of the messages that we get, scramble@kzia.com. We will select 5 lucky winners that we're going to invite with us to breakfast at Feedwell. We are going to treat you right.
Yeah, there's going to be some interactivity. There's certainly going to be some fun little surprises and gifts from the Morning Scramble. And also just commiserating with other people.
Exactly.
And actually making a friend group based on the fact that you all don't like Valentine's Day. Trust us, it worked. It worked last year.
Absolutely. And then we'll literally break some hearts open and give you some prizes.
So why don't you take part Broken Hearts Breakfast? But we got to get a little background. Tell us who you are, why you think you should join that table. What went wrong? Let us know right now. scramble@kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.